For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Getting infrastructure funding is a priority for rural communities, but Daily Yonder journalist Bryce Oates says gaps in know-how and personnel can hinder their efforts.
They might not have a grant writer on staff. They might not have the money to hire one. They might not have local economic development officials that they can tap.
White House officials are touring the states to introduce a so-called rural playbook on how to access the billions of dollars made available through the bipartisan infrastructure law.
Whether that be for water or wastewater projects, for internet build-outs in rural areas, or for roads and bridges.
Gas prices averaging more than $4 a gallon may accelerate the transition to electric vehicles. Zander Brown has more.
The Department of Energy estimates the cost of charging an electric vehicle is $1.16 a gallon. Good news money-wise for drivers, says Julie Suter with the Electrification Coalition.
For those who drive extended distances more than the average American driver, there's a real benefit to electric vehicles in terms of the cost savings.
Though electric vehicles can be charged at home at a modest cost, charging away from home still presents immediate issues.
You're not going to build out 100% of the charging infrastructure that you're ever going to need. You're going to gradually build out the charging infrastructure, and then you're going to see gradual incremental vehicle adoption.
The recently passed $1.25 billion infrastructure bill supports building charging infrastructure in rural and underserved communities. I'm Zander Brown.
Sport fishing, the Columbia River, is the only source of tourism for many towns of Southwest Washington, cut short this month for lack of fish. Anglers, however, are encouraged. State officials say they'll have a plan by July to replace the four lower Snake River dams blamed for destroying the salmon runs.
These fish don't have another two decades.
Bob Reese with the Northwest Guides and Anglers Association says it's the most encouraging movement he's seen on this issue in the past two decades. Most of Reese's clients come from urban areas.
They want to come out and enjoy these beautiful rural settings and have a chance at one of these prized salmon.
This spring, volunteer utility crews are bringing electricity to 300 more homes on the Navajo Nation. Resident Shirley Chi wished her parents had lived long enough to see the power come on.
Me and my sister, we were just crying, saying, "Oh, Mom, Dad, look at the lights. Look at the porch lights. They're all on."
Known as Light Up Navajo, the 10-state collaborative project electrifies each home for a value of $5,500. But utility line worker Mark Henley suggests it's hard to put a dollar value on the experience.
The family was kind enough to come out and say hi to us after we finished it up. And they're like, "You know, we've been out here waiting for 30 years for you to get power to us." It was emotional.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.